DeLon Wright, up fake, into the corner. DeRozan, catch and shoot, three, in the bottom of the well. DeRozan, up fake, into the lane, shoulder shake, leans in, bounces off Ogilvy, gets it down. DeRozan on the bounce, drives, off balance, runner, good. Toronto by 17.
It's time for BMO Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
Welcome back inside the Air Canada Centre. Megan McPeak and Dwayne Watson as we get you set for tip-off. The Raptors taking on the Pacers, the final welcome OVO game of the season here at the ACC. And the injury report, I mean, there's, you heard it from Josh. Casey said everybody's a go tonight, so there's the injury report for everybody. Quick, painless, easy.
And that's how you want to be going in the playoffs. You want to have all your guys ready, all healthy, getting the rhythm, being available, and you can try guys and rest guys and whatnot. So it's always a good thing.
100% as it's time now for the Toronto Ford Dealers key matchup. Dwayne, you're looking at this Pacers squad. What's your key matchup tonight?
It's kind of obvious, but it's DeMar DeRozan and Victor Oladipo. I think they both have identical scoring, 23.3 points per game. But as we mentioned earlier, Oladipo is posted for the sixth man of the year. I mean, it's our best, the most improved player based on how he's improved his game, kind of well-rounded. I look at DeMar, I mean, Victor's more skilled defensively than DeMar is, and DeMar's more skilled offensively. Tonight I'm looking for DeMar to show, exert more on the defensive end, because I think if DeMar is better defensively and Victor's better offensively, it's still in the Raptors' favor. But it's a good matchup between the two shooting guards, as they both are keys to their team.
The key matchup was a presentation of your Toronto area Ford dealers. Right now, get 0% APR purchase financing for up to 60 months on most new 2018 SUVs. Details at findyourford.ca. Before we get you to tip off, when you look at this Raptors squad, Dwayne, and this entire organization, we heard it at the end of last year. Masai Ujiri was very clear, very adamant when he said that there was going to be a culture change because of the way the playoffs have gone. The past two seasons, you lose to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers two straight times. Last year, you get right. swept. It wasn't even a series or close to it last season. So he was very clear, and, you know, start of the season, people weren't sure. They had a great start, and things were great. Bench was awesome. The starters were still, though, up and down, up and down. And now we are looking at game, 40 at home with three games left, not including tonight. Four games left if you include tonight. And right. tonight they can go for their franchise high, 57 wins, and they can clinch the East. How has this Raptors culture changed from your standpoint? But I want to hear from Coach Casey and then get your thoughts on what he has to say and how you've seen this culture change. So let's hear from Coach Casey on the Raptors culture and the change in this organization-wide.
The culture change is about a whole organization. It's just not about offense and defense. Believe me, when he mentioned that, you know, it was about all of us. All everything we do, whether it's scouting, training, how we went about our day in the front office. So it's including in that. But the basketball changes we had in our philosophy going into season, it's in our offense, defense. People made a lot about our offense. Our defense has changed as much as our offense. And we're getting a lot of offense out of our defense, out of our steals, turning teams over, getting out in the open court and running, because it's hard to run out of a net if the other team is scoring. So our culture change, and again, a lot is made out of that, and we've changed a lot. But most of all, we've kept our mind on what we're doing. We've been disciplined in what we're doing, been consistent, been boring in what we're doing. These guys have been here every day. You hear the same thing, and I know they're tired of it because I'm tired of saying it. You know, but again, that's something to that, too, because it's called consistency.
Coach Casey there talking. He's not just talking, you know, the 15 guys that you've got on the roster, the coaching staff. He's talking front office, scouts. Everyone in this organization had to recognize the culture change that Masai Ujiri wanted. And what we're seeing right now, what we've seen all season, is essentially the outcome of what they've changed offensively and defensively. And for a defensive-minded coach to give up your offense and say, you know what, I need help that says a lot about who you are as a person and as a coach, to get your assistant coaching staff to help you out, change it, roll with it, and not go back to your old ways because it doesn't work for a game or two. So what have you liked from this culture change, or what have you seen, Dwayne?
Well, it's funny because I remember in the press post-game and the season press conference last year, Masai actually said, he said, it's a culture reset. He called it a culture reset.
Yes.
And that only, a lot of people, myself included, thought, well, the only way can we change the culture, reset the culture with the ball club, is by changing the head coach, because
correct,
that's where it stems from. And you're right, it stems, it's not only just the coach, it's, you know, it's, and it's not just how they're operating on the court, it's off the court, it's, you know, how everyone is going on a team bus as opposed to some guys taking an Uber back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's this whole inclusiveness from top to bottom, from coaches, from training staff to management. And it's kind of like, you know, when you make a New Year's resolution, like, I'm gonna lose some weight. It's like, if you don't say, make a plan for how you're going to the gym, how you're going to eat, how you're going to sleep, how you're going to do all those things.
Right.
It's got to be a holistic approach. And that approach has worked, and surprisingly, because it was very hard to change how the team was because they didn't really change the personnel.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't change the coaching staff, but they've made this reset in terms of their culture. And I think that's important. And everyone's bought into it. And we especially started with Kyle and DeMar. And, you know, the offense has changed, the defensive approach has changed, and the consistency throughout has been there. And, you know, you're seeing the fruits of that plan. And, you know, hats off to this organization, because I didn't, at the end of last season, even the beginning of the season, I didn't see this team being where they were, because even Doc Rivers was here when he said he played in the preseason and he saw the new offense. He's like, oh, that's going to last. Like, good luck with that.
Sarcastically.
And he stuck with it. Coach Casey stuck with it. The players stuck with it. And as I mentioned, it's on the court and off the court. I think it's great to see.
Yeah, as we've, I don't know about you, but I know I've heard a couple times from, you know, Jonesy say it, Dwayne Casey has the same ingredients that he got from the grocery store, but he's making his food a different way this season.
Yeah, that's a fair analogy.
That's what they've done with this culture reset, as Masai Ujiri said, and it's interesting to see. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the piece about Fred VanVleet, the things DeMar and Kyle had to say about him, and even Josh mentioned it when we had him on a few minutes ago. This team and this system, they listen when Fred VanVleet talks, and that doesn't typically happen in a second-year player who runs the backup point guard. But when your starting point guard is listening to him and saying, guys, we need to listen to this guy, and taking advice from him, I think that's part of this culture reset.
Yeah, it's challenging to go to by committee. Like, this is a real unit as opposed to two all-stars. And they're not to try and be like, hey, this is our show. It's a collective show, and I think that's why you see the success, because everyone believes and supports in one another, and that's what makes this team work.
And it's been fun to watch. I don't know about you, but whether here at the Air Canada Center, whether they're on the road, whether you watch at home, you almost get the sense watching them. Like, I know when I've watched games at home, I get the sense through the TV that this team is more than a team, and it's a family.
Yeah.
Whether it's the guys on the roster or the coaching staff, it is a family. Kind of to your point, you know, before guys were taking Ubers home, now they're going everywhere together at home and on the road. And it's, I mean, you see it from Open Gym, and you see it on TV. You see it on their social media as well, too. It's a family.
Even you see how they root for each other on the bench.
Yes.
I mean, you've got this, like, whenever anything's happening with the second unit out there, the starters are the first guys up and cheering for them or recognizing their way. The surge makes a block, everyone's thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that unity you see throughout.
And tonight, as we've mentioned a couple times, the Toronto Raptors can set a franchise-high record in wins with 57. If they can get the W against this Indiana Pacers team, it will not be easy because they are such a blue-collar team. They can clinch number one in the East with the win and a Boston loss. As we get set to go courtside to the gentleman who will have the call, Paul Jones and Jack Armstrong. Jonesy, Jack, what have you seen, in your opinion, from this culture reset that Masai wanted both on the floor and off the floor?
Well, Megan, to your point, and I, you know, I've used the Bill Parcells analogy. I heard you give me credit for it, but I took it from the tuna, who used to say, if I'm going to cook the meal, at least let me buy the groceries. And Dwayne Casey does have the same groceries, and he is cooking a different meal. And what they've done, Megan, and we'll get more into it in a second as we're heading for the starters, but what they've done is had everybody buy in. To be continued, here are Indiana's starters.
Boyan Bogdanovich. Out of Georgia Tech, a 6'8 forward, number 21, is Thaddeus Young. from Texas, a 6'11 center, number 33, Miles Turner. Out of Indiana, a 6'4 guard, number 4, Victor Oladipo. And from UCLA, a 6'2 guard, number 2, is Darren Collison. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Indiana Pacers is Nate McMillan.
Jack, let's finish off our idea of the culture reset. And he's been able to, Dwayne, get the guys to buy in. And Lowry and DeRozan are at a stage in their careers now where they've been all-stars. They've gotten paid. So now it's about getting that ring and winning. And players do that. They'll do anything to do that.
Yep.
And this culture reset, Jack, I think, has set them up for maybe better success in the playoffs because they're not as predictable as they were in years past.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's just going to come down to the guys around them, you know, getting comfortable, getting their playoff legs under them, because you have a lot of young guys on the roster and the adjustment of playing in the playoffs. And as long as, you know, as they get through the process of the early games of the playoffs, little by little get a little better, I think it would help a great deal to Lowry and DeRozan, obviously. But it's been a fun season and a chance to clinch first seed and to get franchise record 57th win tonight.
Yeah, they can do that and ensure the best home win record, too, with their 33rd
right.
win.
The trifecta, Jonesy.
And, Jack, we'll talk about it as the game goes on. We talk about Dwayne Casey for Coach of the Year. How about Nate McMillan with his team expected in Vegas to have an over-under of 31.5? They're sitting at 47, and their meter's still running, too.
Well, it's just a remarkable accomplishment, Nate McMillan. And I think you see he's evolved as a coach as well in terms of style of play.
All right, let's get to the Raptors' starting lineup with Mark Strong.
The middle of the key, the lethal Lithuanian, wearing number 17, J.V. Jonas Valanciunas. Representing the ROC, the Republic of Congo, wearing number 9, your rim rocker. Let's hear it for Serge Ibaka, Ibaka, Ibaka. The rookie on the front line by way of the UK, number 3, OG Anunoby. Representing from Philly, you know who it is, four-time NBA All-Star, number 7, Kyle Lowry. And Mr. I Am Toronto, from Carlton, Canada, they call him Debo. Give it up for DeMar DeRozan. Head coach of the Toronto Raptors is DC, Dwayne Casey.
So your Toronto Raptors starting lineup is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Winter was the perfect time to get cozy, so cozy up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer.
Today felt like winter, not spring, Jonesy.
Well, maybe that's why this is apropos right now. Doesn't matter. Subaru is still confidence in motion. And, Jacko, we were talking about Nate McMillan. I mean, Nate's been a head coach before. He was the assistant here. They got rid of Frank Vogel, and he stepped in, and kind of like Dwayne Casey, you've got the same groceries, just got a different cook right now with one key ingredient, Victor Oladipo, and it's working pretty well.
Well, and, you know, you look at Bogdanovich as well, has done a great job. Collison, Corey Joseph, Booker, you know, Sabonis is a young player as well coming over. So I think just the roster composition and just how much they've improved on both sides of the ball is a really neat thing to see from them.
Interesting, Jack, because you talk about the roster composition, and people say, well, they're very young in a key spot with Oladipo. And Nate McMillan told me before the game, he's just going to have to go through it. He said, look, Jonesy, we are where Toronto was 4 or 5 years ago. And they've got a lot of experience around them when you look at the likes of Al Jefferson and Thaddeus Young and Darren Collison and Lance Stevenson. I mean, Trevor Booker. These guys have been around the block.
No, and it's a good roster, and a roster, as you mentioned, Jonesy, that has the potential to get better. And the hangover of the Paul George departure is beyond them.
Yeah.
And the people in Indianapolis are fired up again. So it should be a terrific ball game tonight against two good teams.
Everybody's saying that's all you got for Paul George. It doesn't look so bad right now.
Oh, same, you know, same as the Chicago Bulls for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
That trade is going to end up paying off for them.
Raptors win the tip, and they will bring it front court, left to right in the black and gold OVO-inspired uniforms with Mr. OVO Drake sitting in the front row. Raptor ball moving left to right. DeRozan near side, right wing, into the lane. Kicks it to Ibaka, who wasn't sliding to the left on the far side. The turnover, out of bounds. It'll be Indiana ball, Jack. It's the one thing I really want to see the Raptors clean up going forward. Oladipo, far side against another Indiana grad, OG Anunoby. Collison up top, works right on Lowry to Miles Turner. Catch and shoot jumper, no good. It's an air ball. Back comes Toronto. DeRozan. Front court, kicks to Ibaka. Up fake, drives into the corner to Anunoby. Tough catch on Oladipo. Now gets it to Valanciunas. Squares on Turner. The jumper up, no good. Rebound Thaddeus Young. So here come the Pacers. Front court, Oladipo drives, kicks it out top. Thaddeus Young, elbow jumper far side, no good, long rebound Lowry. Raptors on the run, but it's 2-on-4. Lowry stops front court to a trailing Ibaka for three, got it in the bottom of the well. Raptors jump out in front, 3-0.
Nice pass that time by Kyle Lowry, hitting the trailer. Ibaka stepped right into that shot, Jonesy.
Toronto up three. Serge has been shooting the ball well from distance the last couple of games. Oladipo back, fall away jumper, far side, right wing. Oladipo knocks it down, 3-2 Toronto.
He's fun to watch, sure is, isn't he? Yeah. Aggressive scorer.
Offensive foul, Serge puts it on the floor and turns it over.
Thaddeus Young, a good mobile defender, even though he's given up size at that four spot, he covers a lot of ground, so if you have a poor man who wants to put it to the deck and make plays, he's more than capable of guarding on the perimeter.
Back comes Indiana. 10-11 to go. We're just underway. First quarter. Bogdanovich into the lane. Kicks it out. Lowry there to intercept. Back comes Toronto. Lowry to DeRozan. Far side. Underneath to Ibaka. Turns the lefty hook. No good. Rebound Oladipo. On the break. They kick it to Bogdanovich. Long three, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. Here comes Lowry. Far side, left wing, into the lane. Great wraparound to Valanciunas. Goes airborne, has it stripped. Back comes Indiana. Bogdanovich puts it up. Blocked by DeRozan. 3-2 Raptors, 9.5 to go, first quarter. DeRozan. Backs in on Thad Young, now squares him up. Up fake, gets him in the air, the jumper, good, and a foul. DeRozan's got two, and he's going to go shopping with a coupon for one more.
Great pump fake that time by DeMar DeRozan. Thaddeus Young really bit on the shot fake, right side, gets the one-on-one opportunity against him, and DeRozan, who does it so well, Jonesy, what's a shot fake? A shot not taken. You do everything you do, but release the ball, and DeRozan misses the free throw. 9:22 remaining first quarter. Raptors lead by 3, 5-2.
So DeRozan will retreat on defense. Here comes Oladipo. Has it stolen by Anunoby. On the breakaway, OG jams it down with two hands for safety, Jacko. Oh, he picked the pocket of Victor Oladipo.
Good pressure that time. Fellow Hoosiers going at it.
Oladipo, left side, near wing, drives into the lane. And Valanciunas denies him. What do you say, Jack?
Get that garbage out of here.
The dunk attempt blocked by JV. Back comes Toronto. DeRozan into the lane. Stutter dribble, floats it up. Doesn't get the roll. Valanciunas keeps it alive, but it goes to Collison. Front court, 4-on-3, Indiana. Collison cross court. Bogdanovich drives baseline. Kicks to Collison far side. Up top, Bogdanovich drives. Pull up, 18-footer, good.
Well, he can shoot it. He's got a great stroke. Raptors trying to chase him off the three-point line, as he can stroke it from out there.
Back comes Toronto leading 7-4. Lowry near side, right wing. In the lane to Valanciunas. Skips in the lane, puts it up. Soft roll, Jack. Man, that thing was as soft as church music. Great 9-4 Toronto.
Great pass, Lowry in the gut of the defense that time. On the roll.
Oladipo near side to Young, far elbow. Wheels into the lane to the left hand, puts it up, no good. Under duress from Valanciunas. Here comes DeRozan up the middle of the court. Nifty ball handling now works into the far corner. Ibaka catch and shoot, three, no good. Rebound, JV keeps it alive. What an effort. Ibaka pull up 16-footer, good. All Valanciunas, Jack, with the second effort.
And Serge Ibaka getting the other opportunity, knocks down the jumper on the left side. Timeout, Nate McMillan and the Pacers. 7:31 remaining, first quarter, and the Raptors off to a 7-point lead here. It's 11-4 for the Toronto Raptors.
7:31 to go, as Jack told you, from the ACC. This is Raptors basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in Toronto, we'll tell you to start your day with Landsberg in the morning, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., recapping the night that was for the Toronto Raptors. 7:31, first quarter, Toronto up 11-4, and Jacko, it's the Pacers that, no pun intended, like to play with pace. And the Raptors, with a 7-point lead, biggest of the game, fast break points, 5-0 Toronto.
Well, Raptors have come out aggressive defensively. And obviously, when you do that, what happens? It creates transition opportunities, and it takes some pressure off your half-court offense. Now let's see how Nate McMillan's club responds coming out of the timeout. He stays with the five guys that started the game. They're coming off a big win against the Golden State Warriors last night. They swept the series against them, so maybe there's a little hangover on their part, but nonetheless, it's the NBA. You got to bring it every night.
I got a number for you on that, Jacko. It favors the Raptors. Fast break points. This is not the number. Toronto eighth in the NBA at 13.5. They've already got five. Indiana fifth in the NBA at 14.9. They don't have any. Pacers ball, far side, right wing. Ball knocked out of bounds. Jacko, the Raptors have the second best record in the NBA when playing a team that is playing on the second night of the back-to-back when you've had rest. Denver is 11-1. The Raptors are 9-1.
Well, it shows that they put the pedal to the metal when they have to, and they got off to a good start here.
Thaddeus Young misses the runner. Miles Turner misses the tip. Back comes Toronto. Lowry, front court, on the dribble, works left, far side, into the lane to Valanciunas. Can't squeeze it. Here comes Indiana, and the foul is called out high. And Lowry trying to get it together with Valanciunas, and now talking to Ibaka and Anunoby.
6:57 remaining here, Jonesy, and the score remains 11-4 at Toronto.
Jack, those live ball turnovers are a killer, aren't they?
They sure are. And Raptors have turned it over three times tonight. They did a great job the other night against Boston in the takeaway giveaway category, and that was a big downfall for the Celtics. The Raptors' defense just smothered them.
Bogdanovich up top, drives, cut off by DeRozan, back to Oladipo. Pacers in the bright gold with blue trimming, navy blue, working right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. The jumper missed. Here comes Lowry, front court. DeRozan cutting hard in the lane to Ibaka, who jams it down. What a pass by DeMar, wheeling from far side to near side, left to right, and then back to the far block to Ibaka.
Ibaka with 7 points. He took that baby with force, Jonesy.
In the lane, Thaddeus Young, the floater, no good. Tips it up, no good. Rebound, Lowry. Hustles it up the middle of the court. Pull up, three in transition, no good. Rebound, Ibaka grabs it. Kick it back out. Lowry, screen and roll with Valanciunas, works right near side. Stops to Valanciunas, the pass knocked away. Lowry gets it back, and they say he kicked it. So,
and thankfully he did, because it would have been a layup for Darren Collison down the other end. So he did what he had to do, and 5:58 remaining. Raptors lead by 9, 13-4.
Back comes Indiana. Victor Oladipo, Jack, he's got my vote for most improved player.
I would agree with that.
In the lane, his pass for Thaddeus Young knocked away. Oladipo gets it. Great touch pass by Miles Turner down low to Collison, who can't convert. Raptors on the run out. Anunoby behind the back into the lane, loses the ball, gets it back, kicks it to DeRozan, to Lowry, swing it. Ibaka, three near side, good. Down the bottom of the well for Serge Ibaka. He's got 10, and the Raptors lead it 16-4, biggest lead of the game at 12.
4 of 6 so far for Ibaka to start the game.
Collison up top, Miles Turner, rainbow three, no good, rebound Valanciunas. Back comes Toronto on the dribble. DeRozan up top, behind the back, dances on the dribble, now finds Ibaka to Valanciunas. Raptors zipping the ball around. Lowry to Valanciunas in the lane. Has it knocked away? No foul called. Back comes Indiana. 4:50 in a fast-paced first quarter. Collison three, no good. Rebound Valanciunas. Toronto playing the up and down, Jacko.
Oh, you're playing a team on a back-to-back, running on them.
DeRozan, short corner, near side, drives baseline, goes airborne and is fouled. Not sure if it was Bogdanović or Turner. The way the reaction was, they're going to get it on Bogdanović. Tony Brothers, Tony Brown, and Scott Wall, your officials tonight.
Yeah, and we're going to have some substitutions now for the Pacers. Sabonis checking in for Thaddeus Young. Corey Joseph, the former Raptor. Always good to see Corey in the game for Darren Collison.
Corey Joseph getting a nice hand. And Jacko, talking to assistant coach Papa Jones and, well, one of the few men on their broadcast crew that has got the triple, Quinn Buckner, an NCAA championship, an NBA championship,
and
an Olympic gold medal. He looked at Sabonis and said, man, this kid can play. And then in the next breath he said, but I ain't surprised. Raptors make some subs. Pirtle into the ball game. Ibaka three, no good. It's Pirtle in for Valanciunas, and the other four starters stay put. Back comes Indiana. Oladipo up top, on the drive, into the lane, kicks into the corner. Sabonis up fake, drive to Turner, puts it up, and they've got the offensive foul on Sabonis.
Kyle Lowry taking the charge, great help defense that time. Sabonis drove it right to left into the heart of the defense, and Lowry was just waiting there, and he ran him over.
So 4-12 first quarter.
And we're going to have substitutions in the game for Toronto. Norman Powell checking in for Anunoby. Pascal Siakam checking in for Ibaka. 4:12 remaining, 16-4 Toronto, Jonesy.
Biggest lead of the game for the Raptors, Jack, as you point out, at 16-4. Lowry front court for the Raptors. Gets it far side. DeRozan turnaround jumper, no good. A couple of empty trips, Jack, where you could have really pushed this lead. Indiana back, they turn it over. Oladipo with the fourth turnover. Back comes Toronto. DeRozan on the baseline, far side, dribbles it out against Turner. Got him squared up, crosses over. DeRozan, pull up, jumper short, rebound Corey Joseph. Back comes Joseph on the run to Turner. 3:30 to go, first half, first quarter. The jumper no good from Glenn Robinson the third. Back comes Lowry to DeRozan, into the corner to Powell, drives baseline near side, lays it up and in. Nifty move by Norman Powell. Raptors up 18-4.
Raptors pushing the ball up the court, getting opportunities, beating it to the punch.
Sabonis in the lane, throws it up and in.
Tough shot that time going to his left.
He is a lefty, but man, what footwork on that one.
Yeah.
Pirtle to DeRozan, far side, left wing, on the bounce. DeRozan drives into the lane, fall away, jumper, no good. Pirtle can't keep it alive, but Powell does. Goes to Lowry, back to Powell. On the bounce, into the lane, Powell kicks it to Pirtle. Can't handle it, it's knocked away. And when Powell gets it back, Corey Joseph is called for the reach-in. And we'll have a timeout on the floor. Jacko, good pace early for the Raptors.
Raptors will have 16 on the shot clock coming back with possession. 2:44 remaining first quarter. And Toronto leads by 12, 18-6.
From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back at the ACC, Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong, Steve Eliopoulos courtside. Up in the booth, Megan McPeak, Dwayne Watson, and Sean Lavery. Although I saw Sean hanging out here down on the floor. He was eyeing your chair, Stevie. I mean, he does a good job, so do you. So
yeah,
we're not fussy, but...
You better watch him, Steve.
Good to have Sean in the house. And
we love Steve, though. We got Steve's back.
The man looking after everything back at Raptor Central, pushing all the buttons. He's like the quarterback Keith Bauer, I can hear him doing his best Peyton Manning. Omaha, Omaha. And he's back there with J.P. Ricciuto, who's...
J.P. Ricciardi?
No, J.P. Ricciuto. Okay. J.P.'s, he's like the center. He's pointing out the blocking assignments when the Omahas are called. Cast of thousands here. The Raptors leading, not quite by 1,000, but biggest lead of the game was 14. It's 12 now at 18-6. Van Vliet to DeRozan. Jumper in the air. Got it. Softly down near side right wing. 20-6 Toronto.
Good set play coming out of the timeout. They get him coming off a pin down on the right side. Wide open.
Sabonis up top. Guarded by Poeltl. They get it to Corey Joseph. Foul line jumper in and out. Rebound. DeRozan up the middle of the court to Siakam running the court. Inside to Poeltl, the lefty hook up and in. Pascal almost too unselfish, Jacko.
Yeah, he was wide open. I don't think he knew he was wide open. He was expected to be covered. And he got the ball. He's like, wait a minute. But he gave it to Poeltl anyway.
Well, DeRozan
worked out.
DeRozan still gets the hockey assist. And by the way, Jack, DeRozan, one of the tops in the NBA in terms of that hockey assist. Stevenson to Sabonis, the jumper no good. Poeltl with the rebound. Here comes Van Vliet to a running Siakam. Stops on a dime, kicks it back to Van Vliet. Fred on the bounce. Up top. Now gets it straight away. They swing it near side. Van Vliet, three in and out. Rebound to Lance Stevenson. Here comes Corey Joseph near side, left wing. On the bounce. Between the rings. Joseph works right, far side, on the elbow. Kicks it cross court to Trevor Booker. Out of Glenn Robinson to third to Booker on the post up near side left wing on DeRozan. Into the lane, the jump hook, no good, but the foul called. And that'll send the Clemson Tiger Trevor Booker to the line for two.
Booker has bounced around with a few teams this year. He started off with the Nets and then the Sixers.
Well traveled, he got a lot of stickers on the bag. He's been drafted originally by Minnesota, was it in Washington, Utah, Brooklyn, Philly? You're right, Jack. He's been around. DeRozan, by the way, I teased the number, so I'll come through with my commitment. DeRozan, number 10 in the NBA in the hockey assist. That's the pass that leads to the assist, which means he's moving the ball, Jacko.
And he's also doing a good job sharing the ball as the initial passer. 5.2 assists a game, so all good numbers for him. DeLon Wright now checks in the game for DeRozan.
DeLon Wright to Van Vliet on the bounce, back to Wright, works far side, left wing, in the lane to Poeltl, catch and shoot, lay it in. What a look by Jakob, by DeLon Wright to Jakob Poeltl.
DeLon Wright played a great game on Wednesday night against the Celtics.
The jumper missed. Glenn Robinson, the third, gets the rebound, and he's fouled. Jack, the last player to come off the bench with at least 8 points and 8 assists for the Raptors, Vincent Lamar Carter back in 1999. So DeLon Wright, in the words of Bump Phillips, I wouldn't say he's in a class by himself, but it don't take long to do attendance.
Vince Carter coming off the bench. Think about it.
Yeah.
Not many times in his life, early career did that happen. It's happening now, but he's also 41. I mean, it's a little different time in his life.
So if his dad, Glenn Robinson, was the big dog, what is this guy, Glenn Robinson III? The mini pup? Makes one of two.
He's not mini, that's for sure.
No, he's not. 24-9 Toronto. Poeltl in the lane, reverse layup, up and in. Raptors taking it to the Pacers right now.
Beautiful pass again, DeLon Wright.
Biggest lead of the game at 26. To nine. Corey Joseph gets two back for Indiana. 25 seconds, first quarter. Jack, we're going to be having adult beverages very early tonight if this pace keeps up.
Well, the Raptors got to keep the pace going because it's really helped them so far, getting them in transition.
Van Vliet and the illegal screen set by Poeltl that will turn it over and give it to Indiana.
Indiana will have 11.8 seconds remaining to get a shot up. Raptors picking up full court here.
Corey Joseph brings it front court. Works right, far side to Sabonis. Into the corner. Robinson, three ball, good. Glenn Robinson, the third, knocks it down. Good ball movement there by the Pacers, Jack. And the Raptors see their lead shaved to 26-14.
Robinson on the season, 6 of 21 from 3. And at the end of one, the Raptors with a solid first quarter. They lead by 12, 26-14. Raptors hold the Pacers not only to 14 points, they hold them to 22% from the field, and they force four turnovers. So job well done on the defensive end.
Got a question for you when we come back, Jacko. Raptors by 12, second quarter when we come back from the ACC on a Friday night. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Second quarter time. Toronto Raptors leading the Indiana Pacers. It's 26-14. Just a reminder that your second quarter is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners, get approved. Jacko, you're going to be put to work.
I'm going to be a homeowner?
No, you're going to be put to work with all the big bucks you make.
Yeah, I wish.
Buy a second or third home. You're going to be put to work Monday night, where people can win a pair of tickets to the 2018 BioSteel All-Canadian Game.
That's right. I'll be doing
this Monday, April 9th. We'll be giving away a pair tonight and Sunday against the Orlando Magic. Listen to postgame for your cue to call in. Indiana ball moving front court right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC in the bright yellow with navy blue trim. Stevenson misses the jumper up top. Back come the Raptors. Van Vliet, Pirtle, Wright, Siakam, and C.J. Miles. Van Vliet to Siakam. The jumper got it. Pascal stops on a dime, goes up like a thermometer, and floats it home from 14 feet.
Yeah, good movement that time by the Raptors, and he cut right to the open spot.
Stevenson on the bounce. Works far side. Brooklyn's finest, he calls himself. Although I got Brooklyn's finest sitting to my right. Misses the jumper. Gets his rebound back. Kicks to Glenn Robinson, the third. Raptors close out. Now they got to go to Corey Joseph up top. Right side, far wing. Now left block. High arcing jumper. Got it over Pirtle. Tough, tough shot, Jack.
Corey makes that type of shot. He loves that little shot going right to left.
DeLon Wright brings it front court for Toronto. On the bounce. Gets it to Siakam. Now back to DeLon. Near side, right wing. Up top to Pascal. Dribble handoff to C.J. Miles. It's denied. He gets it to Van Vliet. Fred, right hand to the middle to Pirtle. Down the lane. And Pirtle creeps along the right baseline near side and rams it down.
Raptors with 12 assists on 14 field goals, Jonesy. Great ball movement tonight from Toronto.
30-16. Raptors by 14. Stevenson in the lane. Goes to the hoop and Siakam throws it out of bounds. Says, don't bring that low stuff in here.
Good energy that time, helping on the defensive drive right side, and Siakam coming over to provide assistance on Lance Stevenson, and he says, none of that, Jonesy.
Don't bring that low lunchtime YMCA stuff in my gym. Sabonis jumper up top, no good. Rebound Booker on Van Vliet into the lane. Has to throw it up off balance, and the tip, unless that's Sabonis, if that tip is Booker, that's a self-pass, but...
Well, actually, Jakob Pertl got a piece of it.
Okay, so it's not a self-pass, and it's legal. Back comes Van Vliet in the lane. He's tripped as he turned the corner going down the far side right wing. And that will give the foul to Darren Collison. Raptors will inbound left side, far wing. Van Vliet to Pertl, now to Siakam. Near side, right wing. Dribble handoff to Miles. Stevenson all over him. Miles can't handle the dribble handoff. And it goes out of bounds. It will be Indiana ball. Front court comes the Pickering native, Corey Joseph. On the bounce, far side, into the lane. Floats it up. No good. The ball wedged between the basket and the backboard. So that's a jump ball. It also means if you're shooting that ball and it's in there, you got bad touch and that thing ain't inflated properly.
You're covering a lot of options, Jonesy.
I know. I've had a few shots lodge in there. Now I'm sticking to the bad inflation.
That's, yeah, I would say always blame it on that.
That's right.
Never on the guy shooting it.
The tip won by Toronto. And front court come the Raptors in the black and gold OVO-inspired uniforms, leading it 30-18 with 9:20 to go. First half. Siakam into the lane, spins, had the ball stripped. Van Vliet gets it, finds Miles. Corner three under duress, air ball. Wow. Back comes Indiana. Corey Joseph blocked by Siakam. Pascal runs it down and gets the block. Here comes DeLon Wright, near side, right wing, with a Poeltl screen. Into the lane to Poeltl, floats it up, and in.
DeLon Wright doing a great job since he's come in the game. He's got three assists. Jakob Poeltl on fire, 10 points, four boards. His guards have gotten him good shots as well. I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you that.
32-18 Toronto. Trevor Booker in the lane jams it down. The Clemson Tiger cuts the lead to 32-20. Indiana kind of getting their legs back, Jack, and hanging around here. Van Vliet, front court, on the dribble. Tries to get it far side. It's knocked away, stolen by the Pacers. Three on one. Collison to Sabonis, floats it up. No good. Rebound comes down. Toronto had it. Joseph gets it back. His pass intercepted. Miles has it stolen the backcourt. We've got a comedy of errors. The Raptors finally get it to Wright. Corner three, no good. And Nate McMillan standing up and saying, hey, let's run something here. Stevenson, far side, right wing. 7:50 first half. Raptors up 32-20. Collison, near side, right wing to Sabonis in the lane. And he's fouled by Poeltl on the way up. Jack, they were handling it like a greased football.
Sloppy sequence by both teams there. And Sabonis, he will shoot two free throws after being fouled by Poeltl. Poeltl with his second foul, so see if Dwayne Casey makes a move with him. And what kind of player he brings in there. And right now, there's no activity on the Raptor bench. Sabonis makes the first free throw. And the Raptors lead by 11, 32-21, 7:44 remaining second quarter.
So the Raptors, Jack, as I said, Indiana just staying close enough to make you nervous. And they're a good team. You don't expect them to roll over. Sabonis makes a second free throw, and it's down to 10. The Pacers kind of chipping away here. 32-22 Toronto, 7:38, first half. Siakam to Van Vliet, far side, left wing, down the baseline, cut off by Booker, kicks it out top. DeLon Wright pulls for three, no good. Rebound Corey Joseph. Front court come the Pacers. Stevenson on the bounce, backs out, now crosses over, works to the middle, kicks it to Sabonis, now to Corey Joseph, left side near wing, right hand to the middle, backs out inside to Sabonis. What a pass. Lay it up. No good. Booker knocks the rebound out of bounds. And that was a great pass. A great seal by Sabonis. They just couldn't finish.
Timeout on the floor. And 7:03 remaining second quarter. And the Raptors with a 10-point lead here on a Friday night at the ACC. 32-22.
From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball. TSN 1050 Toronto. Just a reminder again, we'll tell you that you can win a pair of tickets to the 2018 BioSteel All-Canadian game this Monday, April 9th. Our man Jack Armstrong will be on the case. I'll be chilling in,
Motor City, you'll be working.
I'll be working in Detroit, but headed for the warmth of a hammock in Miami on Tuesday morning as I read my, I always get a kick out of this, Jack, because I'm like you. As I read my New York Times, here's a kid from Queens. What am I doing reading the New York Times? But I'm going to be sitting poolside doing my research.
Oh, I love that research, Jonesy, by the poolside. There ain't nothing like it. And I was a New York Daily News delivery boy for a long time.
So you can get a pair of tickets to that BioSteel game by listening to post-game tonight and listening for your cue to call in. And Jack, don't thumb your nose at that game. It's turned out some NBA prospects, some NBA guys, Thon Maker, Jamal Murray. There's some good dudes that have played in that game.
Well, I'm excited about calling the game on Monday night on TSN TV.
DeLon Wright, CJ Miles, Kyle Lowry out there with Ibaka and Valanciunas. Raptors coming front court left to right.
They lead it 32-22. Shot clock at 2. Valanciunas got to get it up. The floating hook, no good, no rim. And Indiana gets the stop.
Well, the Raptors that time weren't able to get into any sort of action offensively. Again, Indiana, solid defensive ball club. 7th in points against, 6th in field goal percentage defense, 5th in three-point percentage defense. So they're a sound defensive club. Not easy to score against them.
Front court comes Indiana, looking to get this thing to single digits. Sabonis in the lane, pushes off his fellow Lithuanian, but the challenge had him miss the shot. Back comes Toronto. Right, cross court to Miles, drives far side, into the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound to Trevor Booker. Back comes Booker, front court. Kick out, Corey Joseph, near side, left wing to Sabonis. Drives into the lane, lays it up and in.
Wow, fellow Lithuanian, he went right past Jonas Valanciunas on his left hand.
Don't look now, but the 17-point lead is shaved in half at 32-24. Valanciunas on the block, near side. Kick out to Lowry, up fake. Steps right, jumper in the air for 3, no good. Rebound Stevenson. Back comes Indiana, looking to go to work. Stevenson, 3 ball up, top, good. Indiana has cut it to 32-27.
See if Dwayne Casey uses a timeout here. Well, he's going to let him play on here.
Raptors front court, and they got an offensive foul. The ball being passed to Valanciunas near the logo at midcourt, and he gets an elbow up in the face of Sabonis, and he's going to get called for an offensive foul.
That's the correct call. He did elbow Sabonis. That's a big, strong arm to run into.
Are they going to review it? Yeah, they are.
They're going to review it.
Like everything else.
5:23 remaining second quarter, and the Raptors lead by 5, 32-27.
So Tony Brothers and Scott Wall under the hood, and Tony Brown will wait at center court before he has his look at the proceedings. So they're going to say offensive foul.
Ladies and gentlemen, after review, the rule on the floor stands.
Just a common offensive foul. So Indiana will inbound near side left wing as Tony Brown says, come on, let's go, you yellow clad Pacers. Let's play ball here.
I think he said that, you yellow clad Pacers.
It's a family show, Jack. You know, he might have been imploring them to break the huddle. Front court, Indiana moving right to left. Stevenson turns the corner. The floater up, no good. Gets the rebound. Dribbles it out of harm's way. Now between the circles. Stevenson on the dribble. Works right, far side. The Booker in the lane, lays it up. No good, but he's fouled. Trevor Booker does go hard, Jack, on that high screen and roll.
I've always liked him. He's a high-energy guy. Comes off the bench for you. He'll mix it up. He'll rebound, defend for you. He's got 6 points and 3 boards so far. And with 5:04 remaining, the Pacers got a chance to get it to 4-3 with these free throws.
Got their chisel out, and they're chipping away. Booker free throw no good. Trevor Booker is a 70% free throw shooter. But he's kind of a Nate McMillan kind of player, you know?
Well, I don't know if there's a coach out there that wouldn't like to have a good Trevor Booker on their team. He just puts team first, great effort, and he makes 1 of 2. 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Raptors lead by 4, 32-28.
DeRozan front court to Lowry, far side, left wing. Raptors coming left to right. Lowry into the lane, almost loses it. On his backside, passes to right. Swing it to Ibaka for 3. Got it in the bottom of the well. Lowry made lemonade out of lemons.
He sure did from his keister in the lane that time and threw it to the right corner to DeLon Wright. And then Serge Ibaka wide open, stepping right into that shot. He's got 13 points, 4 boards. He's made 3 threes tonight.
4:42 to go. First half. Raptors leading it. 35-28. Stevenson up top. on the bounce. Works near side. Spins, right hand to the middle. Free throw line, jumper, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. Back comes Toronto. DeRozan near side, right wing against Corey Joseph. Backs him down in front of the Raptor bench. Spins, floats it up and in. Oh, DeRozan is in his bag. He opened up the whole box of tricks on Corey Joseph, Jacko.
Yeah, really well done that time by DeMar DeRozan. And he had the smaller defender, familiar defender obviously to him as well, and scored on him on the right side. And the Raptors with a 9-point lead, Jonesy. 4:04 remaining. They lead 37-28.
Kobe-esque footwork, wasn't it, Jack?
Mm.
Very Raptors holding
picturesque.
Picturesque Kobe-esque. The Raptors holding Indiana to 10 of 40, 25%. One of the reasons for their lead. We'll be back with the conclusion of the first half. You're listening to Raptors basketball from the ACC on TSN 1050 Toronto. Well, Jacko, our score here, 37-28, 4:04 to go first half. But I would be remiss if I didn't tell you I was scoreboard watching. Philadelphia 78, Cleveland 55.
Wow. You know, it's interesting.
That's not what the bubble over my head says, but Jack, you're right. Wow.
It's interesting. I think for them, obviously, it's a huge statement game, and they're fighting for that third seed right now.
And, well, everybody's
and
fighting.
And no Joel Embiid for Philadelphia. That's even more impressive.
Everybody's fighting to be seventh to play an injured Boston team without Kyrie Irving. And then if you're Philly and you think second round, heck, you'd probably rather take on Boston injured than Toronto.
Who would Cleveland want to play, though? That's
the
question.
That is a good question.
Do they think an injured Boston is still an easier, a better opponent, a worse opponent than Toronto?
The jumper no good, far side by Oladipo.
Well, not plenty of time, but there'll be days still that need to be settled.
Oh, yeah. What a drive down the lane. Lay it up and in by Jonas Valanciunas. You know, the other night, Jack, when Philly was in here and I was talking to their play-by-play man, Sean Grandy, about Gershon Yabusele, he said, just call him the Dancing Bear. I said, no, that's Ron McDowell, the old lineman for the Redskins, but Valanciunas looked like the dancing Lithuanian bear going down the lane on that one and makes the three-point play. 40-28. Toronto by 12, pushing that lead back to double digits, Jack. Amazing what a couple stops and scores will do.
Oh, you're right about that.
Collison jumper far side, no good. Rebound taken down by Ananobi. Back comes Toronto. 3:10 to go, first half in the lane. DeRozan, lefty shot, no good. Here comes Indiana. Bogdanovich plants for a three near side, got it. Man, that's like shooting fish in a barrel for him.
Well, he makes it look easy, doesn't he? He's just one of those guys with a smooth stroke, and if you give him time, he can really hurt you.
DeRozan, far side, drives on Bogdanovich. To Lowry, corner three, far side, no good. Rebound, Bogdanovich, 40-31. Toronto up 9. Here comes Indiana front court. Turner to Oladipo near side. Left wing, right hand to the middle. And the offensive foul is on Turner as Ananobi tried to fight over top. They said Turner planted his feet outside the plane of his body, wider than his shoulders. Turn it over and give it to Toronto. That doesn't happen, Jack, unless your man OG's fighting over the screen.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that was a big reason why. You break a great point. His intensity of getting up and above the screen really helps sell that call.
Well, Jack, OG is, he's a big boy. He goes 6'8", 235, and he, as a coach, we used to tell our players, get skinny. Kind of hard for him to do that, but he did fight over the screen. Toronto turns it over. Back comes Bogdanovich. Three ball in the air, no good. Rebound taken down by Indiana. Jumper off glass, no good again. Here comes Toronto. Pacers, 11 of 45. For 24.4%. Raptors, though, give them the ball back. Turn it over. Three on two. Bogdanovich tees up a three in front of the bench. No good. Rebound knocked away by Turner. Out of bounds. Toronto basketball.
Dwayne Casey, a little upset that time. Wide open, Bogdanovich, and he didn't take care of business. And Raptors a little slow getting back that time in transition. Caught a good break.
1:52 to go. First half, 40-31 Toronto. DeRozan near elbow, drives and jams it down. Near side, right wing. Bogdanovich trailed and DeRozan said, get even and leave him.
DeRozan with 8 points now. 3 boards, 2 assists, 4-9 shooting.
Oladipo left side near wing. Ananobi right in his kitchen. Gets it to Collison, far side, right wing, just off center above the arc. Drives down to the pocket, far side. In the lane to Thaddeus Young. Kick out top. Turner drives. Cuts off by Ananobi. They get it to the near block. The short jumper by Collison is no good. Back comes Toronto. 1 minute to go. First half. Raptors up 42-31. Deep three by Lowry. No good. Here come the Pacers. On the bounce, it's Oladipo. Now to Collison. UCLA man works to the top of the lane to Oladipo, far side, right wing. Down low, they get it to Turner. Turnaround jumper over Ananobi, good. Miles Turner knocks it down. Raptor lead down to 9 at 42-33. DeRozan brings it front court. Dwayne Casey with the signal. He and his good buddy Nate McMillan competing against one another tonight. Lowry, near corner in front of the Raptor bench. Raises up for a jumper. Got it. It's a long three in the bottom of the well over Thaddeus Young. Lowry's first field goal of the game, 45-33 Toronto. Here comes Oladipo. OG's done a good job on Oladipo tonight. He's 1 of 4 for only 2 points. In the lane, Oladipo loses the handle. DeRozan has it. 8 seconds to go in the half. Runs it front court. On the bounce. Takes a look at the shot clock. Drives on Thaddeus Young. Step back. Jumper in the air. No good at the buzzer. Got a good look. Couldn't knock it down. But it's a 12-point Raptor lead, Jack. And dare I say, pretty solid defense in that first half.
The defense picking up right where it left off on Wednesday night against Boston. Defense has been real sound tonight. And man, oh man, that's helped them. And the Raptors right now with a 12-point lead. 45-33 here at half.
So McPeak, Watson, and Lewenberg will be ready after these messages for your listening entertainment and education at halftime. We'll take a break. Raptors by 12 at recess from the ACC in Toronto. You're listening to Raptors Basketball TSN 1050 Toronto.